So I'd like to start this sermon with say hello in diverse language. So how can I say hello in Tagalog? Kamusta. And now it's good evening. So how can I say in?
Good evening is magandang gabi.
Magandang gabi. Magandang gabi. All right. So in how can I say hello in Korean? Only I know. Yeah, say 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요 is Korean. And 반갑습니다 is nice to see you. All right. Okay, so Mio, how can I say in hello in Japanese?
こんにちは.
And how can I say good evening in Japanese?
건방와.
건방와. Thank you. And Ingrid, so can you speak in Afrikaans? Yes, how can I say? Sorry? Queen of. Queen of, all right. Then Richard.
Good evening.
Thank you. yeah, all right, yeah. Thank you, yeah. The reason why we start with say hello in diverse language is because Pentecost is very connected the diverse language and also multicultural church. Today, we celebrate Pentecost. That's the reason why I wear this one. The birthday of the church. But this is not just any birthday party. This is a celebration that shows us something amazing about God's heart for all people. Today, we look for two powerful stories from our Bible that seem opposite, but actually work together to show us God's beautiful plan. Let's start with the story from Genesis 11. Here, we met people who all spoke the same language. How convenient if we speak all same language. It's great. For me, for you. They decided to build a great tower called Tower of Babel that would reach to heaven. They said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves." Notice what they wanted. To make a name for themselves. They wanted to stay in one place, build something impressive, and become famous. They thought if they could build high enough, they might even become like God. But God saw their hearts, their unity was built on pride and the desire to replace God with their own achievements. So God confused their language. Suddenly they couldn't understand each other. The building stopped. The people scattered across the earth. Perhaps this is the reason we speak in diverse language. Now, let's jump ahead to Acts 2. It's the day of Pentecost, a Jewish festival, Jewish Harvest Festival. Hello, Chris. Take a seat. Jerusalem is crowded with Jewish people from all over the world, from Egypt, Rome, Asia, Arabia, and many other places. They speak different languages and have different customs, but they have all come to worship. At that time, the disciples of Jesus are gathered together, probably scared and confused. Jesus had gone back to heaven, and they were waiting for the Holy Spirit he had promised to send. Then it happened. The Holy Spirit came like a rushing wind and flames of fire. But here's the amazing part. When the disciples began to speak, everyone could understand them in their own language. The same thing that divided people at Babel, different languages, became the very thing that brought people together at Pentecost. So, what made the difference between Babel and Pentecost? At Babel, people wanted to make themselves great and stay in one comfortable place. At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit gave people the power to go out and share God's love with the whole world. At Babel, diversity came from human pride being broken down. At Pentecost, diversity became a gift from God to reach more people with His love. Then, Peter stood up and explained what was happening by quoting the prophet Joel. God says, "I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit." This was revolutionary. In those days, only certain special people like kings, priests, prophets were thought to receive God's Spirit. But now, God was saying the Spirit would come to everyone, young and old, men and women, even slaves. Everyone would be able to speak God's word and see God's visions. This is how the church began. Not with one group of similar people, but with people from many nations, speaking many languages, coming together because of God's Spirit. Some may say, multicultural church is optional, but I don't think so. Multicultural church is the essence of the church. It was always God's plan A. Think about it. The very first Christian sermon was heard by people from at least 15 different places, speaking different languages. From day one, the church was meant to be diverse, colorful, and inclusive. In our world today, we often see diversity as a problem to solve. We build walls instead of bridges. We stay with people who look like us, think like us, and speak like us. We sometimes try to build our own towers of comfort and familiarity. But Pentecost shows us God's different way. God loves diversity. He created different cultures, different languages, different ways of expressing faith and worship. So, Mati, how can I say God in Tagalog?
Nios.
Nios.
Yos.
Panginoon. Okay, Nios. Okay? So, Mio, how can I say God in Japanese? Kami-sama, right? Kami-sama. And how can I say God in English? God, yeah, God. Yeah. In Korean, say God in 하나님, 하나님, yes. But it's been interesting because Korean Catholic Church, they say God, 하느님, but Protestants say 하나님. So 하느님 means sky. So Catholic Church missionaries, they just received the Korean religious tradition because the Korean tradition, so Koreans say God in sky, so Catholic missionary, they just received. But in Protestant say 하나님, that means only one, only one. So that's a bit different. Yeah, so we are in different world and we have different word of God, but we believe in same God. When the Holy Spirit works, these differences don't disappear. They become beautiful instruments in God's orchestra, like us. We have different people. We have a different cultural background. But we are all here to worship God in one heart. In our church today, we may have people from different countries, different ages, different backgrounds here. Some may prefer traditional hymns, others contemporary songs. So Jerry, so what types of hymns you like? Contemporary or traditional?
Both.
Both. Both. So Lori.
I like both, but I like also contemporary hymns.
Contemporary
like
hymns.
Different arrangements.
Different arrangements. Ah, really same me. Okay, so Anita, what types of songs you like? Modern, contemporary, traditional?
Traditional. Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Ah, in here, same?
And the noisy one.
All right. So I think you're smart because in the morning, St. Obas, nobody said both. Nobody said both. Just they say traditional or modern, something like that. Chris.
I've been through a lot and I used to be in musical theater as well.
Mm.
But I've been through the hymns and I don't go that much that way.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes.
All right. So in here, yes, everyone has their different favorite types of songs, right? And some may worship quietly and others with enthusiasm. So some people worship like some waving hands and crying and saying, but some people worship like quietly, like prayer. And in silent. Some may express their faith through service, others through prayer, others through art or music. Pentecost tells us this diversity is not a challenge to manage, it's a gift to celebrate. But here's the key. None of this unity in diversity happens by human effort alone. It takes the Holy Spirit. Think about that. Without the Holy Spirit, Christianity is just a philosophy about a good teacher named Jesus. But with the Holy Spirit, Christianity becomes a living, breathing relationship with the living God. The Holy Spirit is what enables people who are different to become one family. The Spirit helps us hear the same gospel message of God's love, even when it comes in different languages and cultural expressions. The Spirit helps us call God Father and recognize each other as brothers and sisters. In our modern world, we sometimes focus only on social justice or moral living. These are good things, I know, but they are not enough. We need the Holy Spirit to truly transform hearts and build the kind of unity God wants for His church. Imagine our churches truly living out the Pentecost vision. Imagine congregations where people from different backgrounds don't just tolerate each other, but truly celebrate each other's gifts. Imagine young people and old people learning from each other. Imagine people who speak different languages worshiping together and understanding that they serve the same God like us. This is not just a nice dream. It's God's plan for His church. It's what the Holy Spirit wants to do in our communities today. My brothers and sisters, Pentecost reminds us that God's Spirit is still at work today. The same Spirit that turned the frightened disciples into bold witnesses can work in us. The same Spirit that helped the people from different nations understand each other can help us build bridges in our communities. We don't need to build towers to make ourselves great. We don't need to fear diversity or try to make everyone the same. Instead, we can ask for the Holy Spirit to work through us, using our differences to show the world how beautiful God's family can be. As we celebrate Pentecost today, let's pray for fresh wind and fire from God's Spirit. Let's ask God to help us to see diversity as a gift, not a problem. Let's ask for boldness to reach out to people who are different from us, knowing that the same Spirit who gave us life can bring us together as one family. The Tower of Babel fell because it was built on human pride. But the Church of Pentecost continues to grow because it's built on God's love, powered by God's Spirit, and designed to include all people. May we be part of that beautiful, diverse, Spirit-filled church today and always. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come among us today as you did on that first Pentecost. Help us to celebrate diversity as your gift. Give us boldness to share your love across all barriers. Make us one family in your love, united, not by similarity, but by your Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So now we are going to sing.